We are back with another massive slate of NBA basketball tonight. 10 games on the schedule. It is Friday, March 3rd. We're ready to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
1, 2.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Another 10-game slate on the schedule tonight. How are we feeling?
Yeah, ready to roll. This has been a weird week, the way the NBA did their schedule. I don't quite get it. You had, what, massive games Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and only 4 games on Monday and Thursday. But, hey, I'll take it. 10 games. I wish it was 8, but I'll take it.
Yeah, none of their schedule ever really makes sense, but 10 games.
Yeah, so. I mean, I guess the good thing about it is there's a couple of these games that I'm not even really fantasy interested in. So.
Oh, yeah, I've got about 2 of them that I...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There's about 2 or 3 that I don't know that there'll be too much to talk about anyway, so...
Yeah, but of course, we'll get to those when we get to them. Last night, like I said, only 4 games on the slate. Nothing really to talk about except the Wizards getting a very nice win. 11-point victory over the Raptors.
I know, man. Just beat the Hawks and the Raptors. That was a good win last night.
Yeah, those are 2 massive games because as of right now, the Wizards are tied with the Raptors in the standings and 1 game behind the Hawks. So, good win for the Wizards.
Yeah, go ahead and put your money on the Wizards to win it all.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Hey, yeah. We're on a win streak now, which means we got to go on that losing streak soon.
Yeah, I know.
You know how they
roll. I think I heard something the other day. I think Milwaukee's on like a 14-game win. 16. That's crazy.
Yep, they said they haven't lost since, I can't remember the date, but I feel like it's been over a month or something.
Yeah, I mean, half those games they didn't have Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. Who can beat Milwaukee right now? Yeah, 16-game win streak.
Yeah,
that's flipping.
It's gonna be fun next few months. So,
oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's really all I wanted to recap for last night's games. So I think we can just get into these 10 on the slate tonight.
Let's do it.
All right. Of course, before we jump into it, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating. Everything is truly appreciated. And let's go on and hop into the first game on the slate. We have got the Orlando Magic facing the Charlotte Hornets. Magic are 4-point favorites with an over-under total of 225.5. Injuries, you got Jonathan Isaac out for Orlando. PJ Washington still doubtful for the Hornets. Cody Martin out.
Go ahead. I'll let you start us.
All right. Jumping into it with the Magic, I'm looking at Wendell Carter Jr. here. Down here at the center spot. You can also play him at power forward on FanDuel. He is up to 7,000, which I don't necessarily love, but he's got a fantastic matchup. Like we've said, even with getting rid of Mason Plumlee, the Hornets still haven't been too good defensively at that center spot. I mean, over the last 7 games, giving up the most points to opposing centers. So 7,000, Wendell Carter Jr. Actually don't mind him in the spot.
Yeah, I'm with you there, too. Charlotte still basically sucks against center. So he's 6,400 on DraftKings. Definitely don't mind going there. I don't even mind taking some shots at Mo Wagner at $3,100, man. I mean, he only played 12 minutes against Milwaukee, but, I mean, 23 minutes, 21 minutes in the 2 games before that. So, you know, just a dirt cheap center. If you need one, I wouldn't mind taking a few punts on.
Yeah, 4,400 on FanDuel, and I still don't even mind it.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets some minutes, he could definitely beat that price.
Yeah, but there wasn't too much. I did kind of like Paolo Banchero, but he might be a little high for me at 7,600 on FanDuel. He hasn't been incredible for that price tag, so I'm kind of torn on Paolo Banchero tonight.
Yeah, I actually don't mind Banchero. He's 7,200 on DraftKings. You can play him small forward, power forward. I mean, in 2 matchups this year against Charlotte, he averages 46.5 fantasy points. So, I mean, I know he's been a little down of late. He did just have a 46-point fantasy game against New Orleans 2 games ago, but 7,200, I definitely don't mind taking some shots at him here tonight, and I don't mind taking a look at some of these cheaper guards. I mean, you got Jalen Suggs down here at $3,800 on DraftKings, playing some pretty good minutes coming off the bench. And then you got Cole Anthony, $4,100 playing. He's not playing. His minutes aren't quite as good as Suggs. But, I mean, Cole Anthony, $4,100, just played 33 against Milwaukee, put up 43 fantasy points. But, I mean, if he could get 20, 22 minutes, $4,100, he could beat that price.
Yeah, that's fantastic on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, Cole Anthony is $6,200 and Suggs is $5,400. Yeah, so crazy. I will probably be avoiding those two tonight on FanDuel.
Yeah, like I said, $3,800 and $4,100. I might mix and match some of them and take some shots at them here tonight. It's just some cheap guards.
Yeah, hey, I like it.
But I think for the most part, that was about it for Orlando on my end.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. So jumping to the Hornets then. Going ahead and kickstarting it on that side. Don't mind going back to Terry Rozier here again. I know he had a stinker against the Suns last game, but he's 7,800 on FanDuel. I actually think he went down a couple hundred. He's got a 26.7% usage rate without LaMelo. I mean, no, I was reading off the wrong guy. Gosh, let me pull this back. I was reading off Kelly Oubre's usage rate.
Well, it's funny. While you look him up, I'll actually talk about Oubre. Yeah, he's probably one of the guys here. I like $6,600 on DraftKings. I mean, went off in the last game. I mean, he's been averaging a fantasy point per minute playing this year. So I don't mind him at all here. You got no LaMelo Ball. He's been starting $6,600. So I'll absolutely go back to Oubre.
Yeah, I do really like Oubre tonight, but back to Rozier. It's actually a 29.1% usage rate without LaMelo this season, so going to have the ball in his hands a lot.
Yeah, I mean, so both those guys, you got Rozier with 29%, Oubre 27%, so yeah. I'm with you. They're going to take a ton of shots here without Ball on the court anymore. So
yep, so really like those two, and I also don't mind looking here at Mark Williams. He's definitely a little pricier at that $6,800. On FanDuel with that center spot, but even he has a 22.4% usage rate without LaMelo this season, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last five. 6,800 might not be a bad spot here for him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the guy's just actually playing really good. I mean, yeah. He seems to be a really good center, but 6,300 on DraftKings, same here. I mean, I don't mind taking a few shots at him. I know the price is definitely up there a little bit, but, I mean, I'll have a few shares.
Yeah, but that might be it for me.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about never mind. I'm not even going to talk about him.
Who?
Well, he was back for Orlando. I never brought up Franz Wagner. He's got a great matchup tonight. I just felt like I should bring him up, 6K. But every time I bring him up, he craps a bed. That's why I was going to bring him up.
Yeah, he's $5,900 on FanDuel, so he is someone else that I definitely don't mind tonight.
Yeah, I just looked. I forgot to bring him up back when we were talking about Orlando. But like I said, every time I talk about him, I play him. He never does good. And then when I sit here and decide not to play him, he falls out. So
yeah. You got any love for Hayward tonight?
I mean, it is Gordon Hayward. There's no LaMelo Ball still, but his price has definitely gone up. I mean, he's gone from 6K to 6,500 in just the past 2 games. So I know there's going to be a few more shot attempts, a little more usage, but I don't know. I think I'd rather pay an extra $100 and go to Oubre.
Yeah, I think I agree on that one.
So,
all right, that's it for this game, though.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and just so everybody knows, I'm not falling asleep. If you hear snoring in the background, it's my dog. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, it's probably good you put that out there so people don't think you're sleeping on the job.
Yeah, because he's loud.
All righty, next game on the slate, we have got, let me see here, the Brooklyn Nets facing the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 11-point favorites with an over-under total of 227.5 injuries. You got Ben Simmons, Edmund Sumner, Yuta Watanabe out for the Nets, and Boston looks like they are fully healthy.
Yeah, this was kind of one of those games that I didn't have a whole lot here that I liked. But, I mean, I do think you could possibly look at go back to Dinwiddie again here, though. $7,300, only went up a couple hundred dollars. I mean, But I mean, when the games are close, he's playing big minutes. It's just a question of, can the game stay close?
Yeah.
But if it does, he's been playing pretty good. $7,300 on DraftKings. Don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yeah, Brooklyn has not been as good as I expected them to be.
No, I mean, just got destroyed by New York. They did hang in there a little bit with Milwaukee, hung in there with Atlanta. And like I said, when they're keeping the games close, Dinwiddie's playing well over 35 minutes. But, yeah. You know, if you get a game like New York where they get blown out, he played 29 minutes, he's not probably going to get there. So,
yeah, Dinwiddie was honestly the only guy I was really looking at tonight.
Yeah, I mean, these guys definitely have upsides. McCall Bridges, this guy could completely go ballistic. I mean, you just never know. He has those games every once in a while. But, yeah, like I said, I'm just having a hard time thinking this game stays close.
Yeah, I mean, 11-point spread already. I really don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I really don't know. I mean, the only other guy I did have slight interest in might be Cam Thomas at $5,200 on DraftKings. I mean, when he gets the minutes, he's been playing pretty good too. So maybe he gets a little extra run here if they need a comeback. But other than that, that's really all I had too.
Yeah, that's it for me. So jumping to Boston then, I'll kickstart us on this one. I am looking at Jaylen Brown here. I know you talked about blowout concerns and everything, but he's only $8,600 on FanDuel, which I just feel like isn't a bad price for him at all. He's got a 31.4% usage rate on the season. And at that shooting guard spot, Brooklyn, over the last seven, is giving up the first most points, the third most rebounds, and the second most threes to that shooting guard spot over the last seven.
Nope, actually, absolutely agree with you. Jaylen Brown's probably one of my favorite plays here for Boston tonight, $8,700 on DraftKings. Yeah, just really like the price, his usage. I mean, he's just he's getting it done, and I definitely don't mind taking the savings over somebody like Tatum tonight. I mean, Tatum 10-6. Like I said, if I'm left with 10-6, I got no problem putting Tatum in my lineup. He just went for 68 fantasy points, but if you know I need the savings, I also got no problem going down here to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I agree.
But just a couple other, just for price alone, a couple other pieces on DraftKings I like. Marcus Smart, $5,600. I think that price is still just a little too low for Smart here. I mean, he's still playing big minutes, 34, 36 over his last two. So another guy, I definitely don't mind that price. And Robert Williams, man, $5,100, stayed the same, actually came down $100 after putting up 36 fantasy points against Cleveland. But another guy here, I mean, played 31 minutes. When these games are close, he definitely, you know, plays those minutes. So if you expect it to be a good game, $5,100 is a great price for Williams.
Yeah, 6K on FanDuel. So definitely really like Robert Williams tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So
you pretty much hit on the other two guys.
I mean, for the most part, I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't play for the blowouts. So I'm hoping this thing stays close. But
I hope so.
We'll see, I guess.
All righty, jumping into the next game on the slate, we got the Portland Trailblazers facing the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks are 7-point favorites with an over and a total of 241. Injuries, you got Anthony Simons doubtful, Ryan Arcidiacono, Yusuf Nurkic, Justice Winslow out for the Trailblazers. Trey Young is probable for the Hawks. This is one of my favorite games on the slate.
Yeah, love a lot of pieces from this game. I mean, I'll just start us here with Damian Lillard. He is 11-6, but he I know Simons was back in the last game, but the two games before that, Lillard was averaging 1.75 fantasy points per minute without Simons on the court. So, granted, he is 11-6, but the guy could go ballistic here. I mean, against Houston, without Simons, he put up 93 fantasy points. So, this is a fantastic matchup over here going up against Atlanta. So, just I almost don't mind the 11-6 with Simons being out. If Simons were to end up playing, then, you know, it takes a little bit of the shine off of him, but I don't mind him with Simons out.
Yeah, I don't mind him either. He's 10-8 on FanDuel, which definitely is not a bad
price.
That's
really nice. Yeah, definitely.
Compared to that DraftKings price, but someone else that I'm looking at tonight, I'm just going to go right back to him, Matisse Thybulle. He did get a little bit of a price jump. He's at $4,900 now on FanDuel, but, I mean, over his last three, he's put up 43, 28, and 24. He's still only $4,900. He's got a great matchup tonight. I'm just going to keep riding Matisse Thybulle until he fails me.
Yeah. Oh, I hate doing this. But I mean, I kind of agree with you. He's 4K on DraftKings, only came up $300. I mean, what's crazy, since he's come to Portland, he's averaged just under a fantasy point per minute. And I mean, he's playing big minutes here. Played 38 minutes in against New Orleans last game. So at 4K, if you're getting Matisse Thybulle playing over 30 minutes, yeah, I'm with you. I'll keep taking some shots too.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going back to him.
I mean, might as well. I mean, it's crazy, man. I guess the difference too is when he was with Philadelphia, he really wasn't getting minutes like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a lot of games where he wasn't even playing.
No, they just put him in if they needed defense.
Yeah, but Portland's letting him do his thing.
Yep. Couple other guys, though. Like I said, it looks like Simons is going to be out, so I also don't mind going back here to Cam Reddish, $4,300 on DraftKings. I imagine he gets put right back in the starting lineup. Jeremy Grant, 7K. Great matchup here going against Atlanta. Every time I talk about him, though, he craps the bed too, but... 7K on DraftKings. Don't mind looking there. And then the last guy I'll talk about is Trendon Watford. $3,700. He really seems to be kind of picking it up here lately. I mean, played 30 minutes in the last game, played 23, 24 in the games before that. At $3,700, you can't only play him at the center spot, but another just kind of cheap center there that I don't mind taking some shots at.
Yeah, I like it. He has been playing pretty good minutes as of late.
Yeah. I mean, they seem to like rolling them out there.
Yeah. You pretty much hit on every guy.
Yeah. Eubanks just seems to, I don't know. It's weird. He's just not getting it done.
Yeah. The only other guy I will say you can look at if you are looking for a cheap guy, Shaedon Sharpe, with Simons looking like he's sitting out tonight. He's 4,300 on FanDuel. Plays pretty good minutes when Simons doesn't play. He only played 14 minutes last game, but Simons was back. Game before that, played 30. Game before that, 13. Game before that, 22, 28, 25, 28. So, plays pretty solid minutes when Simons doesn't play.
Yeah, he's $3,500 on DraftKings. So you can play him point guard, shooting guard. So,
very nice.
I'm with you there. Yeah, that's definitely another good cheap guard you can look at.
But that is going to do it for the Blazers for me.
Yep, me too. You can kickstart us for Atlanta.
All right, jumping to the Hawks. I am actually looking at DeJounte Murray here. He's $8,500 on FanDuel, which is definitely a little pricey. He's two of his last three games have been pretty solid, but only put up 24 against Washington. I'm thinking that Thybulle is going to be the one dealing with Trae Young tonight, so I'm hoping I'm right about that, and I'm thinking that DeJounte Murray can just get more open looks and have the ball in his hands more with Thybulle dealing with Trae Young.
Yeah, I hope you're right, too, because I really like DeJounte Murray, too, and he's $7,900 on DraftKings, so I really do like that price tag for him here tonight, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. In these close games, he's playing at least 35 minutes. So I definitely don't mind going there.
So I will and say, Trae Young has been on a very hot streak.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was still going to talk about Trae Young, $9,500. I think that's another good price on DraftKings. He's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's still Trae Young. This guy, you could try to stop him, but I don't know if you will.
Yeah.
That's still a good price, but a couple of a few other guys I'll talk about here. John Collins, $4,600 on DraftKings. I mean, he's been playing 26 minutes since he's been back, but if that just starts to ramp up even just a little bit, I know they got Sadiq Bey out here playing too, but $4,600 for John Collins, man, that just seems so cheap.
Yeah, $5,200 on FanDuel. Actually really like him at that price.
Yeah, but I mean, I also don't mind, though, if you want to go down here to $4,200, I don't mind taking some shots at Sadiq Bey, too, because even coming off the bench, he's been playing pretty good.
Yeah, Sadiq Bey's $300 more than Collins on FanDuel.
Well, then.
But, I mean, yeah, he has been playing big minutes.
He has been. He's been playing really good. I just think these guys are just pretty cheap. Like I said, you're getting a starter in John Collins at $4,600. I mean, all it takes is him to get out of this slump, and hopefully I'll be the first one there.
Yeah. another guy, Clint Capella, has a fantastic matchup. I see his DraftKings price is $5,600. He's $7,500 on FanDuel.
Goodness gracious, man.
Yeah, I mean, got such a good matchup tonight, but that is
crazy
expensive.
How different these prices have been.
Yeah, some of the guys, they're just weird with their prices.
Yeah, but no, Capella was the last guy I was going to talk about. $5,600. I think that's just too cheap here for this matchup. Great matchup here going against Portland. And even if you want to sleep on Capella and you need somebody cheaper, Okongwu, 4K. I mean, he's been getting some pretty good minutes here too lately. So if you think maybe it's a Okongwu game, 4K, that's not bad. Another cheaper center.
Yeah, I mean, one of them is going to go off. You just got to figure out which one it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, Capella just had a remarkable game in the last one. But here again, I know we talked about him. We really liked him in that matchup. If he can, you know, do the same thing here again, he played 35 minutes. That was great to see because his minutes had been down lately, and it's awesome to see. He hadn't played that many minutes in a long time.
Yeah, he put up 35 against Portland last time they played him in 28 minutes.
Yeah, so no, I'm with you. Yeah, $5,600, I just think it's too cheap for him here.
Yeah, that's I'm actually jealous of that price. But besides that was pretty much it for me.
Yeah, needless to say, this is definitely a fantastic fantasy game.
Yeah, really like this one. But jumping into the next one, we've actually got my least favorite game on the slate. The Phoenix Suns facing the Chicago Bulls. Suns are 4-point favorites with an over-under total of 223. Injuries, you got Terrence Ross questionable, Landry Shamet out, Javonte Green out for the Bulls.
Yeah, I
hate this game.
Don't really have a single person from Phoenix.
Chicago since the All-Star break has been very good defensively.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy I will still bring up is just Devin Booker. I mean, 9K, that's still a pretty good price. You see what this guy just did, put up 60. I mean, it's like he's telling KD, welcome, but just so you know, it's still my team. So, I mean, you can easily roll Booker out here because he can easily have these kind of nights. So, got no problem if I land on it. In the one game this year that Phoenix played Chicago, Booker went for 69 fantasy points in 30 minutes.
Who do you think guards him tonight, Patrick Beverley or Alex Caruso?
Well, I mean, I don't even know because you got Chris Paul, you got Devin, but they just have so many weapons now.
Yeah.
It's not like you're there. And honestly, Patrick Beverley is not the same Patrick Beverley anymore.
Yeah, but Patrick Beverley just goes to get in your head.
He does. He tries to get in your head. And I mean, if he can get there, then you're screwed. But if he doesn't get in your head, his defense really isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah. Devin Booker, what'd you say he was on DraftKings?
9K.
Yeah, 9,700 on FanDuel, so not terrible, but not forcing him in any lineups tonight. Actually, one of the guys that I am looking at here is Josh Okogie. They let him start last game even with Kevin Durant there, so I'm going to assume that's the plan going forward. He's only 4,600 on FanDuel. I know he only put up 16 in the last game, but for 4,600, he's someone I'm definitely willing to take some shots on.
Yeah, I'm with you there, too. I'll take some shots at him, too. He's 5,300. On DraftKings, but I'm still with you. You could take some shots if you want, but the usage is just not going to be there at 5,300 just for the point of, I don't know. Look at the guys you got around you.
Boy, yeah.
And KD 10-4, but until those minutes start getting over 30, I'll probably stay away from that.
Yeah, I mean he put up 37 in 26 minutes.
Charlotte.
Yeah,
I was gonna say yeah.
But besides that, that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, that's it. I'm hoping some of these prices start coming down on a few of these guys like DeAndre Ayton, guys like that, now that you got KD, but just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, like Ayton over on FanDuel was $9,200.
Yeah, he's $8,200 here. And I mean, I loved him in the last game and he paid it off. He was 8K and put up 45 fantasy points. But I mean, $8,200 now, you're a little tougher matchup. So.
Yeah, the only one who really got a price drop on FanDuel was Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul dropped a few hundred dollars here too to 7,500. So I mean, another guy you could take some shots at. But
yeah, but
I mean, I think it's gonna be a great game to watch.
Yeah,
it's just a low total, not one of my favorites.
Yeah, so jumping to the Bulls, I had basically nothing.
All right, well, I do have a few here. I mean, I know his defense, I said, is still not as good, but Patrick Beverley's offense has picked up since he came to Chicago.
5 points away from a triple-double last game.
I know. I mean, and he's still $3,700 on DraftKings. He's playing point guard, shooting guard. I really like that. I mean, yeah, gosh, he's put up, since he has gotten to Chicago, he's put up at least 20 or more fantasy points in three of his four games.
Yeah, he just had that one bad game against the Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards, he only put up 10 fantasy points. But, I mean, you are going to get those games. It's still Patrick Beverley. But, gosh, for $3,700, I'll keep rolling him out there and see what we get.
Yeah, I did like him, especially matchup-wise tonight and how he's been playing. But he's 5,300 on FanDuel, so might have to back off him.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that I'd touch him at that price personally. But
love that draft.
And then the last two guys, man, Coby White, 3,400, and Caruso, 32. Caruso's been starting. Has not been look. He did not look good against Detroit, but I mean before that, 23 fantasy points, 20 fantasy points. I mean he's $3,200 getting the start, and even Coby White, $3,400. He's coming in and playing good minutes. Been playing averaging about 25 minutes over the last four games, and I mean had some pretty good fantasy games in there. $3,400, another guy, man. I'll take some shots at these cheap guards.
Yeah, Coby White and Caruso are both $4,800 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean,
I
know
on
DraftKings,
I'm probably rolling with Coby White.
Yeah, I think Coby White's definitely got more upside. Caruso's probably your safer play. You got more of a floor, but yeah, I mean, I know I feel like I'm just a broken record. I keep saying cheap guards, but there's a lot of them here on DraftKings tonight.
Yeah, DraftKings has got a ton of them.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got none of them. No shortage of finding some guards at cheaper prices tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy how Io Desunmu's basically fallen out.
Yeah, no,
it's
it really
crazy.
Is.
He has put up over 20 in two of his last four.
Yeah.
But his minutes are slowly decreasing since Patrick Beverley's are getting ramped up.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's just crazy.
And last, just another super cheap center, Andre Drummond. Don't forget about this guy. He gets those minutes, and he can kill that price. He did put up in the one game this year in 15 minutes, he put up 22 fantasy points against Phoenix. So $3,300, just another, you know, cheap center if you need one.
Yeah, I don't ever mind taking shots on Drummond. You're either getting 25 or 5 from him.
No, I mean, the greatest, I took a shot on him that one night. What was it? I don't know. Maybe it was back at the beginning, I think, of February where he played San Antonio.
February 6th against San Antonio, yeah.
21 minutes, he put up almost 50 fantasy points. I mean, and I had him that night, and I think I brought down some pretty good money because I had him at like four tournaments. So.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're getting that Andre Drummond, then.
Yeah, you tend to get those every couple weeks from him.
Yeah. That's it for me as well.
Yep.
All right, jumping into the next game on the slate, we have got my next least favorite game,
We can probably just go right past this game.
The New York Knicks face the Miami Heat. Knicks are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 215.
That's horrible.
That is legitimately horrible.
This game's just disgusting.
Yeah. For injuries, let's see. We got Omer Yurtseven, Jimmy Butler are questionable, Nikola Jovic, Kyle Lowry out. I don't think Yurtseven's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have much of anything to talk about here. For New York, the only guy we'll bring up is, Mitch Robinson, still $5,100. And he's playing good minutes now. I mean, he's been balling out here lately. I mean, pushing close to 30 minutes a game. I know he only played 26 against Brooklyn, but that was a blowout. Still put up 32 fantasy points, but $5,100. I know it's a tougher matchup here with Bam on the other side, but I'll still take my shots with him.
Yeah, he's almost 7K on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's probably a little out of, especially for this matchup. I might stay away from that, but
yeah,
I really
do
like
prices.
Him at 5,100.
For the Knicks, there really wasn't anything. If there's one that I'm going to take some shots on, it's probably Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I mean, I got
but
no
I don't
problem
love
with that.
Any of them.
No, I mean, these are guys, if they land in my lineups, I'm not going out of my way to take them out, but I'm also not going out of my way to play him.
Yeah.
Julius Randle, 9,700. I mean, this guy can easily have a big game. In the one game this year against him in 34 minutes, he did put up 50 fantasy points against Miami. So don't mind a few shots at him. But other than that, man, that's really it for me.
Yeah, Julius Randle has been stuck around that 40 mark over the last few games.
Yeah.
You probably need a little more.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it'd be nice if you get about 55.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting over 50 from him, then.
Yeah. And Josh Hart did come down 200. He's 5K. Another just kind of punt play there if you want to take a shot. But
yeah,
that's it.
All right. Jumping to Miami then. Who you got on this side?
Well, the problem is Butler actually makes a really big difference here. plays or not. Yeah, I mean, if he does play, I actually kind of like him, $8,900. Don't mind that price tag at all for Jimmy Butler. But, I mean, if he sits, guys like Tyler Hero at $7,300 are going to look a whole lot better. I mean, Max Strus could come into the play. It's just...
Oladipo could even jump
in. Yeah, I was going to say, Oladipo could easily be, you know, right back up there in minutes. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of tough to talk about with not knowing the status of Jimmy Butler.
So basically, you can just put it, if Jimmy plays, don't mind him. But if Jimmy sits, then a lot of value opens up for Miami.
Yeah, I even think Kevin Love at $5,300 comes back into play again if Butler's out. I didn't really like him with his price increase here lately. But if Butler's out, I mean, it's just probably going to be a little more usage for him.
I mean, I even think Udonis Haslem down here at minimum price.
I was about to say, wait, what?
Yeah, please tell me you're not taking that seriously.
No, I was thinking you were. I was like, oh, Lord.
Hey, last time they played New York, he played 10 minutes. He put up 2.4 fantasy points.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I was just kidding about Haslem. Please don't play Udonis Haslem.
I mean, but yeah, I think it just all comes down to this, what happens. I mean, I even think you could look at Bam at 8K. That's a good price for Bam, especially if Butler's out. I know this, like I said, this game itself isn't good and the matchup's not great, but 8K Bam with no Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I actually think, but like I said, I think Hero would be my favorite if he sits.
That's exactly what I was going to say. At $7,300 on DraftKings, I think Hero would probably be my favorite too.
Yeah, but just got to keep an eye on that Jimmy Butler status for tonight.
Yep, definitely. At least if Butler sits, it makes the game a little more interesting, at least from the Miami side.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
That going to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, jumping into the next one. Finally get away from some of those bad games, and we jump into Utah Jazz facing the OKC Thunder. Thunder are one-point favorites with an over-under total of 232 injuries. You got Jordan Clarkson, Colin Sexton look like they are still out. OKC, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Alexej Pokuševski still out. Couldn't get that first name.
I'll let you say that name.
You can kickstart us on Utah if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably go back to him again. Chris Dunn, $4,300. Price definitely went up a little bit. But, I mean, played 26 minutes in the last game. Still put up almost 21 fantasy points. I still don't mind that price tag here on him at $4,300. So, I'll probably go back to him again. Another guy, daggone, you talk about names. Oche Agbaji. Agbaji, another guy here. I don't mind. Right now, he's in the starting lineup. I don't know if that'll stick.
He started last game.
Did he start last game? Yeah. I mean, yeah, played 19 minutes, put up 17 fantasy points. $3,700, though. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. I mean, if he could just get a few more minutes, I easily think he could get over 20 fantasy points. It's just all going to be about the minutes.
Yep, I got no problem with Dunn or Agbaji tonight. I also do not mind going back to Talon Horton Tucker here, $6,300. I know that can seem like a lot for THT, but I still don't mind it. He's got a 24.4% usage rate when he starts, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last 10 games. So $6,300, don't mind him again.
Who are you talking about?
Talon Horton Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's he on DraftKings?
He is $6,400.
Yeah, so
I mean, I still though just think all the usage he's got. I mean, I don't mind that price. No, and back to the Agbaji. I did completely forget. He actually left the last game because he had something happen to his leg. So he did say though he went through a full practice without restrictions on Thursday.
Oh
so,
yeah, I was thinking that news was just
yeah.
About the
so last actually, yeah, I forgot all about that. So realistically, I mean, he could have played a whole lot more minutes than that. So $3,700, like I said, yeah, if he starts again, that's a great play. But yeah, same Taylor Horton Tucker, yeah, good play too.
Yeah, like all of them. Also, definitely like Lauri Markkanen, someone that finally got at a better price than DraftKings. He is $8,600 on FanDuel. Under 9K, just really love Lauri Markkanen tonight.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen would be in 50% of my lineups on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, he's
that's crazy.
Just to keep backing it up, he's got a 28.6% usage rate without Clarkson this season, and he's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute over his last five. Under 9K, yeah. That's a steal.
Yeah, I mean, 1.2 fantasy points per minute on DraftKings this year, $9,600, and I still kind of like him.
Yeah, I really don't even mind him at that price either.
Yeah, should that's a fantastic price.
Hoping this is a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too.
But as far as Utah goes, that was almost it for me.
Yeah, I still don't mind taking some shots of on Olynyk.
Figured you'd get 15, to him.
Well, $5,900. As long as he stays under that 6K, I'll keep playing him some. You can play him power forward center spot. And, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, Walker Kessler, $6,900. But this guy has been worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been putting up at least almost 38 fantasy points or more in the last three. And just played OKC three games ago, put up 47 fantasy points in 37 minutes. So, $6,900, I know it's up there a little bit, but, I mean, I still kind of don't mind it.
Yeah, he's 8K on FanDuel, so.
Yeah, that's a little out of the range.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not as crazy, though. He has been on a tear these last couple games.
Well, I mean, if he were to have a repeat and put up 47 fantasy points, yeah, he'd totally beat that price.
He had 7 blocks that game.
Well, exactly, and that's something why I don't take too much stock in. I mean, he could go out there and only get 3 tonight, but yeah, I definitely probably think I'd play him a little more on DraftKings.
Yeah, I agree. That it?
That's it, yep.
All right, jumping to OKC then. I've actually got a couple cheap guys I'm going to hit off here. They just announced that Kenrich Williams was going to be done for the season. Because he has to get wrist surgery or something. So that actually opens up a decent amount of minutes for some guys. You got Aaron Wiggins down here, has played 23 or more minutes in his last three, put up 20 or more fantasy points in his last three. He's 4,100. You can definitely look at him. Still no SGA, no Kenrich Williams, like I said. You can also look at, where is he? You can still look at Isaiah Joe, even if he's not starting. He went down to 4,900, still played 29 minutes off the bench last game. So 4,900 on FanDuel, don't mind him either.
Nope, don't mind any of those guys. This is a stupid little stat here, but have you even looked at OKC's last four games? Look at their score in the last four games. LAL Sacramento was 117-123 in both of those. And in Sacramento, Phoenix, it was 115-124 in both of those.
That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
That really is crazy. That's crazy. I know. That works
they
out.
Literally have put up between 115 and 117 points in the last four games.
That really is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up, but.
No, that's yeah, no, a great stat.
I like the guys that you talked about. Dort, 5,500 on DraftKings. I still think there's some value there.
Yeah.
Did you talked about Isaiah Joe?
Yep.
Yeah. $4,500 on DraftKings. I'm with you like that. And, center spot, Jalen Williams. I don't mind taking some shots there either at 3,800.
Yeah, definitely don't mind him either. He is, what'd you say he was?
He's 3,800.
Yeah. He's 5,000 on FanDuel.
Yeah. That $3,800 looks a whole lot better.
Yeah. 5K actually still don't even mind him too much.
No, I mean, yeah, he could easily get there. And the one
he has been playing good.
You know, five games ago they played Utah in 27 minutes. He put up 22 fantasy points. So, like I said, at $3,800, don't mind taking some shots there at all.
Yeah, if I had to, for $900 less though, I'd probably just risk Dario Saric on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily go to Saric too. This guy, I just hate trying to figure out the OKC. Rotation. I mean, he went played 27 minutes, went off at 34 fantasy points. Then in the following day against LAL, I mean, he was high owned and decides he only plays 15 minutes, puts up 15 fantasy points. So odds are, I'm thinking this will be the game he comes back out and plays 28 minutes.
Yeah, that's how OKC rolls.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So,
anyone else?
I mean, just keep an eye on their starting lineup. If it's it's insane right now. They got James Robinson Earl starting at power forward.
He started last game.
Did he start?
Yeah, he only played 15 minutes, put up 5 fantasy points.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still be willing to take a shot though at $3,300 if he starts again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I don't mind that.
That's it. It's one of those where I got to wait and see the starting lineup to even figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
With OKC, so.
Did you bring up Josh Giddey at all?
You know what? No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's
another
one.
The main guy on the team.
8K, what'd you say?
the main guy on the team.
Yeah. 8K on FanDuel. Don't mind that for him tonight either.
Yeah, 79 on DraftKings. Sorry, completely forgot, but I mean, it is Josh Giddey. If you can play him point guard, shooting guard, I got no issues with him at $7,900.
Yeah, I felt like we were missing someone.
Yeah. I just, of course, the one main guy.
Yeah, the guy on OKC.
Yeah, I mean, good matchup against him in the last game. 38 minutes, put up just over 40 fantasy points. So, like I said, don't mind him here at all.
Yep. That going to do it for this game then?
Yep, that's
all right.
It.
Jumping into the next, we got the Memphis Grizzlies facing the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are 5-point favorites with an over and a total of 234. Injuries, you got Steven Adams still out for the Grizzlies. Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., probable. Vlatko Kancar, questionable. Zeke Nagy out. Is that that looks like it's the third highest total of the night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you got a pretty good total here, so I don't mind looking at Ja here.
Yep.
10-3, guys averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute this year, and, you know, easily playing mid-30s minutes when these games are close, so don't mind Ja at all. I mean, it's Ja Morant.
Yeah, really like Ja here. He is 10-1. On FanDuel, so don't mind him at that price at all.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this will be a little bit different than the last outcome. I mean, they beat
Houston.
I'm talking about when they last played Denver. Yeah, I mean, they beat them pretty good. So, but I'm thinking maybe they can keep this one a little closer this time.
Yeah, I was seeing if they had Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon. They didn't have Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I know somebody was out in that game.
Yeah, so they will at least have – looks like he's going to be back tonight.
That's what I thought. So, nice. Yeah, no, I think maybe they can keep this one a little closer. So, makes me like Ja even more. I mean, in that game, he only played 24 minutes against Denver and still put up almost 39 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Still, so, if you can get him to 35, yeah.
Do you like any Dylan Brooks tonight?
You know, I was thinking about it.
He's actually got a good matchup.
Yeah, he's $4,200 on DraftKings, so he's still cheap, man. And he actually had a good game against Houston. I mean, that was Houston, but I do not mind taking some shots at him here. I mean, in 24 minutes, he put up almost 21 fantasy points against his team. Had the game stayed close and he played 32 minutes, he, you know, probably beating that price. So, yeah, I will take some shots at him.
Yeah, just wanted to name him because he does have a solid matchup tonight.
Maybe he's slowly finding his shot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he just went 2-for-11 two games ago.
Well, and but last game he went 5-for-10. So
he was
500%
last game.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe he's fine. He's getting his range back. I don't know. We'll see. But he's another guy, man. This is Dylan Brooks, who I just feel like he's going to eventually have one of those 30 fantasy point games. And
yeah,
I just don't want to miss it. Not at this price.
Yeah, he's someone I definitely don't mind taking some shots on. 5,000 on FanDuel, so definitely a little pricier, but still, honestly, don't mind it tonight.
Nope.
Another guy that I'm looking at, I'm going to go back to Xavier Tillman here and just hope I get the right one. He's been the most consistent with his minutes as of late. Played 25 or more minutes in his last four. Still only 5,300 on FanDuel, so don't mind going back to Tillman here.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. He seems to be just pretty much taking this spot and running with it. And he's $4,600 on DraftKings. And I just think they're going to want him out here against Jokic as long as he can, like, stay out of any kind of foul trouble. But, no, I'm with you. $4,600 on DraftKings. I will have some shares of him.
Yeah. And that was about it for me. I almost hate doing it, but I will go back to Luke Kennard in a couple lineups tonight at $3,600, almost minimum price. He still is playing over 20 minutes a game since coming to Memphis. He hasn't played under 20. So, I mean, as long as he's getting the playing time like that, I will continue to risk him in some lineups.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Dylan Brooks. He went 0-for-4
yeah.
for shooting in the last one. I mean, that's the thing. Luke Kennard's a shooter. All he's got to do is find that shot again. And
yeah. Well, I mean, when they just played him, I know it was a blowout, but he did put up almost 20.
Yeah, I mean, that was 25 minutes. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he's definitely not a bad guy to just take some shots at.
He is kind of like Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Both of them are more or less, I mean, Dylan Brooks is probably a little better defender, but I mean, all in all, they're just shooters. And if they have one of those nights, then they're going to beat these prices.
Yeah, so I'm going to continue to take some shots on Kennard and some lineups.
Do it.
He could be horrendous again, but.
Oh, yeah, because I played him in the last game after you talked him up, and I was like, hey, you know what? It makes sense.
I just feel like for the price, and, I mean, the fact that he has not played under 20 minutes yet.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. The minutes are there. So,
yeah,
for that price, it's worth some shots, especially if you're doing 150.
Oh, heck yeah. I can't imagine he'll be too owned tonight either.
No, gosh, no.
But that looks like that's going to do it for Memphis for me.
Yep.
All right, jumping to the Nuggets then. One guy that I actually don't mind taking some shots on is Aaron Gordon at 7,300 on FanDuel. Definitely can seem kind of pricey for Aaron Gordon, but surprisingly, this power forward spot for Memphis over the last 15 games or so hasn't been too good defensively. So Aaron Gordon is probable. Looks like he should be playing tonight.
Yeah, he's my favorite Denver player here tonight. He's 67 on DraftKings. Like you said, it looks like he's definitely going to play. And you got Kansar, who may miss, which I would think would just give Gordon even, you know, free reign as, you know, play as many minutes as he can handle. So if Kansar six, it just makes me like Aaron Gordon even more, $6,700.
Yeah, unless something comes out and he's barely playing tonight, limited minutes or something.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, he has only played 21 and 28 minutes in the last two games.
Yeah, he's had some issues, I guess, with his ribs or something. So
just keep an eye on if anything is said about Aaron Gordon tonight.
But it is nice. His price is starting to finally come down some, so yeah. I don't mind playing him now. Last guy I'll talk about, though, is Jamal Murray. He's $7,800. He came down 200 on DraftKings. Another guy here. Really like that price tag on him, man. He's put up 49 and 50 in his last two games. So seems to be finally kind of healthy again and playing good minutes. I mean, against LAC, he played 41 minutes. So the minutes are there. It's $7,800, though. I really like him here in this matchup.
Yeah, he's 8,400 on FanDuel. So still don't mind it.
Nope.
What is Jokic on DraftKings?
He's 11,800.
Dang. Oh, so actually closer than I thought. He's 12K on FanDuel.
I mean, here again, it's Jokic. Memphis, this is a pretty good matchup you got going against. I mean, like I said, I think they'll keep this game closer this time around. And, I mean, it's Jokic. In 27 minutes against them 3 games ago, he put up 36 fantasy points. So you can get him out there for one of those 36, 38-minute games.
Well, being at 12K, he would have to get 60 to break his value. So if you think he can go for over 60 tonight, then.
Yeah, I mean, if I have 11,800 left over, by no means am I worried about putting Jokic in my lineup.
Oh, well, heck no.
So.
That's pretty much going to do it for me.
Yeah, me too.
Wasn't too much for Denver. Jumping into the next, we got the New Orleans Pelicans facing the Golden State Warriors. Warriors are 4-point favorites with an over under total of 230.5. Injuries, you got Jonas Valanciunas. Looks like he is doubtful. You got Jose Alvarado, Larry Nance, Zion still out, Andrew Wiggins questionable, Andre Iguodala doubtful, Steph Curry, Gary Payton out.
I wanted to like so much more from this New Orleans team, but I'm really just looking down here at the center spot, man. Hernan Gomez, man, $4,300. Played 21 minutes in the last game, ended up getting the start. I mean, this guy is a fantasy producer. So if he's getting another 21 minutes, I know we only put up 21 fantasy points, but gosh, I'll take it all day long if I know he's getting at least in the 20s and minutes at $4,300. But if you still feel more secure, you can go down Jackson Hayes at 3,800. I mean, he put up 32 fantasy points in 16 minutes, but I know Hernan Gomez is a better fantasy producer. So like I said, if he's starting again at 4,300, that's probably where I'm going.
Yeah, Hernan Gomez is $100 cheaper than Hayes on FanDuel, so I think I'm leaning towards him.
Oh, really?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can play nice. You can play both of them at power forward, though, which is nice.
Yeah, I will say the only benefit I will give to Hayes is you can play him at power forward center spot. Hernan Gomez is only center, so it does help out a little bit. I mean, $3,800 for power forward Hayes ain't bad.
Yeah, not at all. Like you said, I wish there was more to like, but some of these guys just feel a bit too pricey for me.
Yeah, CJ McCollum, I still have a little interest in at $7,800 on DraftKings. I do kind of still like that price tag here. You got no Jose Alvarado. So, the minutes pretty much are there for CJ McCollum. So,
yeah.
I do like that price tag.
Yeah, he's one that I don't mind getting matched up against Jordan Poole tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't afraid of that.
Yeah. What is, you have Ingram at 8,600 over there. He's still 8,300 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, granted, this is Ingram we're talking about. So I know you sit here. I sit here myself and I'm looking at the $8,600 and going, you know, damn, 8,600. But he did just put up almost 60 against Portland in 38 minutes. So, I mean, the ceiling's there. So another guy here. I'm not rushing to get my lineups, but if I land on him, I got no problems with it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That, though, really not too much else that interests me.
I mean, yeah, probably me either. The last guy I will just kind of hit on, he definitely got a minutes increase, and I think it had a lot to do with you got no Alvarado, you got no Valanciunas, but Trey Murphy played 32 minutes in the last game at 4K. I don't mind taking a few shots there because, I mean, I think with Valanciunas out and, you like I said, no Alvarado, I think Murphy is definitely going to get a few more minutes here.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
But that's really it.
All right. That is it for me. So jumping to the Warriors, I am going straight back to Jordan Poole. Still only 7,600 on FanDuel. Put up 40 plus in his last two. I just think that price is a steal for him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That price is a steal for him. I mean, he's still 85, went up $300, 8,500 on DraftKings. So yeah,
I'm just not passing him up at 7,600.
No. I wouldn't pass them up either at that price.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Steph continues to sit out, I'm going to keep rolling with Poole. Plus, actually looks like Steph is coming back this weekend.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I think they said Sunday. Sunday against the Lakers.
That's nice.
Yeah, so and just, Poole needs to play his heart out.
Just so everybody knows, I mean, this is a back-to-back for Golden State, so
yeah.
Keep an eye on that lineup because anything could change. Next thing you know, Klay could be ruled out or, I mean, who knows. But one last guy. I do kind of don't mind Ty Jerome here, taking some shots at him. Like I said, another cheap guard. But $3,700, been playing, you know, low 20s in minutes here. And like I said, this being a back-to-back, and I know Jordan Poole is just slightly – has been banged up a little bit, so you never know. But other than that, the only other guys I really kind of like, Draymond Green, I do still like him at $6,500 here on DraftKings. You can play him power forward center. Don't mind going back there again tonight. And Jonathan Kuminga, I mean,
yep.
Dude went off last night, but he seems to be getting some really good minutes here, mid-20s in minutes. So $4,400, you can play him at power forward or center. Don't mind taking some shots at that either.
Yeah, and I even – don't mind Klay Thompson tonight. He's 8K on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's actually not bad at all. 83 on DraftKings, and he's shooting a ton. So I'm with you. Even at 83, I don't mind taking shots at him.
I have no problem playing guys who are going to shoot the ball 20 times a game.
That's the whole point. I mean, just the amount of shots between him and Poole, it's just hard not to play these guys because – I mean, with Klay, just all it takes is, you know, 7 or 8 of those to go in and then a few threes. And like I said, you get a night like last night where he puts up 47 fantasy points.
Yeah, what's funny is he only had 19 points last night. He had 11 rebounds.
He did have 11 rebounds. That's crazy. He even had a block. When does Klay Thompson
He had a block and two steals.
And two steals.
So, I mean, Klay Thompson was just destroying the Clippers last night.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He just had one of those games, man. So,
yeah, so
no, he's had some big games here lately. So
yeah,
$8,300. You know, I kind of think I prefer Klay for that $200 savings over Jordan Poole, but that's just me.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, you're looking at potentially one of the last games for these guys without Steph. So
yeah,
get him while you can.
Yep. DiVincenzo is still a good price too at $5,700.
Yeah, $6,500 on FanDuel, and I still don't even mind him too much.
Yeah, $5,700. I mean, he's been playing fantastic, playing really good minutes, well over 30s in minutes here, about mid-30s he's been averaging over the last four. So
yeah, $5,700.
Yeah, you can play him shooting guard, small forward, another guy I don't mind.
Yep, but that is, I think that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, next game on the slate, we've got the Clippers also on a back-to-back facing the Sacramento Kings. Kings are 6-point favorites with an over-under total of 239.5 injuries. You got Marcus Morris, Norman Powell, Zubac questionable, Kawhi Leonard out, and the Kings got Rashawn Holmes and De'Aaron Fox questionable.
Go ahead, you can start us.
All right, Jumping to the Clippers, already got Kawhi Leonard confirmed out for tonight. So I'm going to look at Eric Gordon here as a cheap play. He is 4,200 on FanDuel. Even got to start last night with Kawhi playing because Marcus Morris sat out. So I could see Eric Gordon jumping back in the starting lineup again tonight. He would only need about 21 to hit his value tonight. He put up 20 last night against Golden State, played 33 minutes. So I really like Eric Gordon here at 4,200.
Yep, I am absolutely with you. He's $3,700 on
nice.
DraftKings. Yeah, I really do like that, though, especially, like I said, with no Kawhi, you know he's out. You got multiple other guys who could be out again here. But, no, I'm with you. Eric Gordon, $3,700. I do really like that. I also got no problem going back to Russell Westbrook. I mean, I know he did not have a good night last night, but they did kind of get destroyed by Golden State, too, so... $7,100, though, I'll go right back to him here. I mean, no Kawhi. I got to imagine he's going to have the balls in his hands even more now.
Yeah, I would think so. He is $7,900 on FanDuel, but still don't mind it. Like you said, he's going to be doing a lot tonight. Plus, it's him and Paul George by themselves, like back in the OKC days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, another guy that I'm absolutely going to take some shots on tonight. It's a total risk. Bones Highland at 4,100, played 12 minutes last night, didn't play the game before, then played 14 minutes the game before that. I'm just thinking with Kawhi out tonight, maybe Terrence Mann could play a little more like small forward and Bones Highland get some point guard minutes. So 4,100, he's just someone I'm willing to risk tonight.
Yeah, Bones Highland is minimum price 3K on DraftKings. Yeah, so if you do think he gets in that rotation night and gets some minutes, that's an amazing price. You can only play him at the point guard spot, but still, I mean, I'm with you. If you think he's going to get some good playing time tonight, that's worth a shot. And Terrence Mann, 4K on DraftKings, another guy, though, really don't mind him here tonight. You can play him point guard, shooting guard. I think he's going to get some bump up in his minutes, too.
Yeah, for all we know, he could get the start tonight.
Well, you're exactly right, too.
But,
and last...
Morris.
If something happens and Zubac sits here again, I am going right back to Mason Plumlee. I mean, yeah. He just played 29 minutes last night, put up 40 fantasy points against Golden State. But you get another good matchup here against Sabonis on the other side. So I do not mind going back to Mason Plumlee at 5K if he starts again here tonight.
Yeah, don't mind that at all. And if Marcus Morris plays, I know he has been horrendous as of late. If he plays, no Kawhi. He averages 24 fantasy points without Kawhi this season. I know you're throwing in Russ and everything, but 4,600 if he plays, don't mind him. If he doesn't play, 4,100 Batum, I don't mind going down to him either. That power
yeah, and like
spot,
I said,
just Sacramento has been giving up the third most points and the seventh most assists and second most threes over the last 15 to that power forward spot.
Yeah, I'm completely with you. And I don't know if maybe they just sat Morris and Zubac because of the back-to-back. You know, that was the front end of the back-to-back. So, but I'm with you. Morris is at a record low $3,400 on DraftKings. That's the lowest he's been all year. And I will absolutely, with no Kawhi, take my chances at $3,400 Marcus Morris.
Yeah. Are you looking at any Paul George tonight?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean,
did we not even talk about Paul
in the
George?
Last game with, even
yeah,
with Kawhi.
I mean, he's probably my favorite player team, for LAC tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's 9K on FanDuel. I know he's 8,300 on FanDuel, which is very nice. But even
yeah,
at
to
9K,
me, with no Kawhi. No, I'm with you. But with no Kawhi and $8,300, to me, it's a no-brainer. I'll have a lot of Paul George here tonight as long as he's good to go and playing in the back-to-back. But yeah, I mean, I just think he's going to have all the usage he can handle here tonight.
Well, I mean, yeah, I gotta imagine it's just going to be him and Westbrook doing whatever they want.
Well, and it looks like you're probably not having Norm Powell. I mean, he's
yeah,
had
I
a
think
sleeve,
he's going to be out tonight, too.
Hurt his arm.
Did I
so
not
I don't
say
think
he's
probably...
I know, I did say...
No, what? He's questionable, but I can't imagine he plays here tonight.
It says he was seen in the locker room after the game wearing a sling.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I can't imagine he's in the game tonight. So,
even
I mean,
if he's
I
good,
just,
they're probably sitting him.
Yeah, I think all the usage in the world is going to be on Paul George and
that
Russell Westbrook.
That was what I missed. That's what else I was trying to throw in about Bones Highland, because Norman Powell looks like he's going to sit.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I definitely didn't think Norman Powell was playing here tonight. So
yeah, that's a great call. I totally forgot about that.
I got to imagine possibly Paul George's ownership will be up there a little bit. But
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of cheap pieces also, though, for this team that – I think really makes sense. So
yeah,
this is a good team to target here tonight.
Yeah, it actually is.
I mean, right now looking on us, I'm looking right now and the site I'm looking on has Paul George's ownership right now projected for about 24%. So you have to see how that goes throughout the day, but it's early in the morning. So
yeah,
we'll see.
That though is going to do it for the Clippers.
Yep.
All right, jumping to the Kings then. Actually, don't mind Sabonis here. No matter who starts on the other side, whether it's Zubac or Plumlee, it's definitely a big, big plus if it is Plumlee starting. But 9,300 on draft FanDuel, I really don't mind Sabonis tonight.
No, I don't either. And if Plumlee starts, that just kind of sweetens the deal for me. 10-1 on DraftKings, so don't mind him at all. But I got no problem here going to De'Aaron Fox. I mean, it sounds like he's going to play. He said to reporters yesterday he was going to play. So $9,100, I mean, before this guy went out, he was balling.
Yeah.
And, you know, put up 77 fantasy points against the same team back on the 24th. So
that was double
granted,
OT.
Well, I was going to say that was double overtime. But, hey, even if you knock off 17 fantasy points, I'll still take 60.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, $9,100, though, I got no problem going to De'Aaron Fox here as long as he's a full go and ready to go.
Yep, absolutely. Do not mind De'Aaron Fox at all tonight as long as he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year. So, yeah, I like that $9,100 price tag. Another guy here, Keegan Murray.
He's on a hot streak.
Yeah, and he's $4,500 on DraftKings. So you can play him small forward, power forward. He is on a hot streak. Three games in a row here, 28 or more fantasy points. So absolutely got no problem with him at $4,500.
Yeah, I mean, he only put up, 28 against the Clippers in the double overtime game. But even before that, he played the Clippers earlier this season, put up 38. And then in his first game of the season, first game of his career, he put up 33 against the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. $4,500, that's just too cheap to me.
Yeah, lucky for you, he's 6K on FanDuel.
Yes, and we're talking about hot streaks. Harrison Barnes is starting to find his way.
He's back.
And he's only $4,600 on DraftKings. So another guy here that I will probably roll out in some lineups.
Yeah, $5,600 on FanDuel, so still not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've named a lot of cheap players here on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, especially a lot of these, like, middle-of-the-road guys, too.
Right, yeah, like in the 4K range.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there's some good plays for tonight. I'm actually liking the slate.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the entire team other than...
the shooting guards.
Yeah, which...
I just don't know
Kevin
anymore.
I don't know either, but, I mean, Kevin Herter, I mean, he's $4,800. We talked about this the last game against OKC. He was $4,800, and he went out and played 33 minutes, put up 38 fantasy points. So, you know, here again, I don't mind taking shots at these guys. Malik Monk, $5,200. But you could easily take some shots on him too. But gosh, that another one, Kevin Herter, $4,800. I think these prices are just a little too cheap.
Yeah, I really like him at $4,800.
So, but that's it.
All right, jumping into that means we are on the final game of the night, tipping off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves facing the L.A. Lakers. Lakers are 1.5-point favorites with an over/under total of 228.5. Injuries, you got Jalen Noel, questionable. Karl-Anthony Towns, of course, still out. Dennis Schroeder, probable. Anthony Davis, questionable. LeBron James, D'Angelo Russell, out. AD is actually probable for tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, AD looks like he's
sweet
going to play. I'll start us here. I'm going to keep riding Mike Conley. He came down $300.
Tonight.
Yeah, $5,500. I say that nonstop, though. Over the last three matchups, I said I love him. And he has yet to break 30 fantasy points. But at least his price came down $300. He's $5,500. I do love him here again tonight in this matchup. So I'm going to keep rolling him out. $5,500 Mike Conley. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I know it was back when he was on Utah. But in 27 minutes per game in two games against the Lakers this season, he averages 36 fantasy points on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is you got Anthony Edwards right below you who loves having the ball in his hands too.
Plus, it's a whole different Lakers team, so.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They still haven't been good at that point guard spot, though, even getting rid of Russell Westbrook.
No. I'm with you. Yeah, you got Schroeder on the other side. That doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah, I mean, over the last seven games, giving up the second most points, second most rebounds, and the sixth most assists to opposing point guards.
Yep.
Yeah, so really like Mike Conley tonight. Part of me doesn't mind Rudy Gobert here. He is 7,900 on FanDuel, which feels like a lot for Rudy Gobert, but, I mean, it's not too crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. He is 7,400 on DraftKings, makes nice. Me like him even more, especially because, I mean, he's going to want to be out there as much as he can with Anthony Davis on the other side. So
yeah,
7,400,
I
absolutely don't mind that price tag. Another guy here, too, I don't mind, Jaden McDaniels, $4,400. You can play him small forward, power forward. He's been killing it here lately, and you're getting another fantastic matchup against this LAL team. So
yeah.
$4,400. You can play him small forward, power forward. He'll be in my lineups too.
Yeah, don't mind him at all. Also, don't even mind Kyle Anderson down here, 5,800 on FanDuel.
No, neither do I. He's 5,400 on DraftKings. Another great play. Most of this Minnesota team, Anthony Edwards is the only priced up guy, $9,400. But, I mean, it is Anthony Edwards.
It's middle of the road, guys.
Uh-huh. He could go out here and kill it, but it's a few other players right around that range I think I like a little bit better.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that one.
So
that looks that's it for me. All right,
yeah.
Jumping to the Lakers. I just want to throw out a quick stat about Anthony Davis. He's averaging 1.7 fantasy points per minute over his last five. That's the highest for any player on the slate tonight. So he is 11,500 on FanDuel.
What did you say?
He's 11,500 on FanDuel.
How many did you say he was averaging?
He's averaging 1.7 fantasy points per minute over the last five. That's the highest of any player on the slate.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I got 11,500 left over in my lineup, I have zero problem throwing in Anthony Davis.
Yeah, and, well, I really don't mind it at 10-2.
That's a fantastic price.
Yeah. I mean, 10-2, to me, this is just a no-brainer here.
Yeah.
For Anthony Davis, especially with no LeBron on the court. So
1.7 fantasy points per minute.
Yeah. I told you the only person who's beaten him over the last three games was Lillard without Simons.
But
he was averaging 1.75.
He dropped 71 in one of those games.
Yeah, I know. It definitely helped.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just
Davis
figured we'd touch on Anthony Davis before.
Yeah, he's kind of a no-brainer. So, but also I'm looking at Dennis Schroeder here, $5,800. I mean, playing big minutes right now, and this is a great matchup, too, on the other side. Conley's not the greatest defender either, so
yeah.
$5,800. I got no problem rolling out Schroeder here tonight.
Yeah, $6,800 on FanDuel, so a little pricier, but he does have a 22.4% usage rate without LeBron this season, plus no D'Angelo Russell. Really don't mind taking some shots on him. He also got a couple cheaper guys here that I still don't mind going back to. Some of them got bumped up a little bit, but Austin Reeves, 5,100. He's averaging one fantasy point per minute over his last five. You got Lonnie Walker still down here at 4K. He's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last five games. So don't mind taking some shots on some of these guys.
Nope, I'm with you. Austin Reeves, $4,100 on DraftKings. You can play him at either guard spot. Yeah, averaging 26 minutes over the last three games. Like you
yep.
said, a fantasy point per minute. So do the math. I mean, he beats that price right there. But, yeah, Lonnie Walker, $3,700. Definitely don't mind that. I mean, the good thing about Lonnie Walker is when he's in the game, he's shooting the ball. I mean, against Memphis in 22 minutes, he put up 15 shots. So I do like the fact that he's out there shooting. They need him out there for some offense, I think. So
yeah.
$3,700. Yeah, I got no problem going back to him, even though he had a dud against OKC. I'll still go back to him.
Yeah, and he's played 18 and 22 minutes since LeBron's injury, so I feel pretty confident that he's going to play some pretty solid minutes tonight.
Yep. And then the last guy, Rui Hachimura, $4,200. I mean, he's played 20 and 27 minutes over his last two. I definitely think no LeBron, he's going to be out there more too. So another just cheap power forward, $4,200.
Yeah. He is 5,500 on FanDuel, so I don't love him. But over on FanDuel, $100 more, you got Jared Vanderbilt. That's how close
yeah.
Vanderbilt and Rui are $100 off of each other.
Vanderbilt has killed me in the last two games.
Oh,
it's horrible.
I know, yes.
Yes, I have showed you my lineups that look fantastic, and there's Vanderbilt sitting in them. and has just destroyed them.
He is such an up and down player, but I mean, Minnesota's given up the fourth most points over the last seven to that power fourth spot. He's 5,600 on FanDuel, so I mean, I'm
willing same
to
price
on
DraftKings. I'm going to take some more shots on him too. The only the ray of hope here that I have is in three matchups this year against Minnesota. He's played 25 minutes and he's averaged 32.8 fantasy games in those three. So maybe you get that Vanderbilt here tonight, and at $5,600, I'll take it.
It's
if he screws
team.
Me up this time, I'm done.
It's his old team. It's
exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got a little bit of a revenge factor going too. So maybe it'll help him.
Yeah, but that was about it for me.
That's it for me too.
All right. That means that is all 10 games for tonight's slate covered and broken down. I'm going to double check that we got no injury updates as of right now. Haven't been getting too much early in the morning. It's Jason Tatum and Cam Johnson's birthdays.
Oh, dang. There you go.
But no injury updates.
The birthday things haven't really been working out.
No, the birthday thing sucks.
I know. It's normally for the cheaper players when it's their birthday, they ball out. When these expensive guys, like, what was it, Luka's the other night? He didn't even have a great night.
Yeah, that was wasn't too great, but that is it.
Yep. Good luck, everybody. A lot of games. I'm sure a lot of these starting lineups are going to change before lock, so just keep your eye out. I'm sure we'll do some updating throughout the day, so good luck and bring home that money.
Yep, you never know what can happen, but of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. A lot of key injuries for tonight, so I'll keep everyone updated with the injury reports over there. And yeah, that is going to do it. Best of luck, everyone. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3NKey Podcast.